In the wake of last December's tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, gun safety advocates have grown increasingly concerned with Saratoga Springs City Center's continuing to host gun shows. Saratoga City Center President Mark Baker recently issued contracts for new East Coast Arms Collectors Associates of Mechanicville to lease the public facility for two gun shows in January and March 2014. Baker was unavailable for comment, but told the Times Union that the facility is heavily booked with conventions and conferences, which has precluded additional bookings for the gun show. NEACA President David Petronis emphasizes he is not paring back the schedule.
We plan on four for 2014. We have contracts for January and March of 2014. And I have a date for our August show, which is generally the end of August, Traverse weekend, but we're still considering whether we're going to have it on that weekend or another weekend, because I don't know when Travers actually is.
You're talking about next summer, 2014.
Next summer, right. Yeah, this summer we're already contracted for.
NEACA has been holding the gun shows at the City Center for 30 years. Susan Steer is one of the founding members of Saratogians for Gun Safety. She has been leading the call to ban gun shows from happening in Spa City limits, explaining she believes they do not fit the community's character. Steer says that although she is disappointed the City Center will host more gun shows, her group remains motivated and strong in its opposition.
There's still two more gun shows definitely scheduled for this year in August and October. We do plan on protesting those shows. The one in August is the weekend of the Travers, so there will be a lot of people in town during that time. And we're not sure that this is the type of event that the city wants to broadcast will be occurring during that weekend here in town.
Steer says she is still waiting to see proof that NEACA is properly insured to hold gun shows. David Petronis says any venue, as a matter of policy, has to have insurance.
As far as insurance, we give insurance to all of our venues, and it's been that way for a long, long time. Same type of insurance that everybody else uses. As far as I'm concerned, that's between me and the venue.
Petronis adds that this weekend's NEACA Clifton Park Arms Fair at the Sportsplex of Half Moon has been moved to the Lake George Forum after Sportsplex officials deemed the event inappropriate for a family-friendly facility. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.